I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys, Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're talking sausage all day today. You know, so that could mean anything, right? Because you can put about anything in a sausage. But we were just talking off air there between the segments about how they're made with this. There's different kinds of casings, right? I mean, there's natural casings, and there's man-made casings.
Right.
And the natural are just a clean, either large or small intestine.
Cheap.
Just depending on what size of a sausage that you want. And then there's man-made casings if people don't like those. You remember Kogel, Vienna's, those are all made with natural casings, right? A hot dog is a sausage by any other name, right?
That's the snap.
Yeah. So,
and that's a double grind or triple grind.
Yeah, right. Those are real super smooth, aren't they?
Yeah. It's like,
but anyway, but traditionally what you're doing is you're putting fat and lean meat together in some sort of a ratio, grinding them together with seasonings, maybe some vegetables, maybe some cheese. And we'll talk about all of that in the next couple segments, right?
That's right. So you wanted to talk about adding the high temperature cheese.
You know, and I did a little research on that. And it doesn't really matter whether you use low temperature or high temperature cheese if you put them in that natural casing. Because when you're cooking them, and we're going to talk about that too, whether you're boiling them or you're grilling them or you're browning them or you're smoking them, whatever it is that you want to do, and we're going to do all of that. If you don't pop that casing, that cheese will stay in there because typically when they're filled, they run out the end of the sausage filler, and then they twist up the ends.
Except what you've done is you'll get the flavor. You just won't see the cheese.
Well, I...
Because it melts. So if you use the high temperature stuff, like if you go to Sobeys and get their meat sticks, you'll see the little chunks of cheddar.
Right.
That's because it's high temp.
Right. Cheddar's one of them. And what it is a high temp cheese versus a non-high temp cheese is real simple. It's moisture content.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you're looking at some of these...
It's old cheese.
Harder cheeses, they're not the are like a Havarti or a Munster, a provolone, a sharp cheddar, right? These are harder cheeses, and what makes them harder is the fact that they've got more protein in them than other cheeses, just the way they're made and the formulation of the cheese itself is more acidic, and sometimes there's more salt in them, and the combination of those two make the cheese a little
bit
harder.
So, like the day after a party when you see the cheese tray and the cheese is all hard, that'd be perfect for sausage.
Well, it could be, yeah. I mean, it's dried out a little bit, and then because that's what happens to cheese when you leave it out, right?
So, what's the best way to grill it? Do you boil it first or do you grill it?
It depends on what it is.
John Kogel, when he was on the show,
right,
he was teaching us how to do a Kogel Vienna properly.
Right.
And he said to boil them a couple hours.
Right.
So, you know, guess it depends on how you like it,
right,
how it's supposed to taste to you. I never boil sausage. Some people like to boil their brats in beer. I guess it does add a little profile to the outside. It's not penetrating the sausage.
Not with the casings. Right, right. Yep, exactly.
And you can overcook it that way, I think, you know?
Yep. I had... I know some Polish gentlemen, Sobe being one of them, that do boil their kielbasa, which is a sausage, mm-hmm, right? They'll boil their kielbasa before they grill it. And they grill it just to get marks so it looks pretty.
Yeah.
Because boiled meat isn't terribly attractive.
Boring.
Yeah, it isn't attractive. So you put a little color on it. And the benefit that I feel that we have for grilling is it crisps up that casing, and it's a little easier to eat. Sometimes when it's boiled casing, it gets a little rubbery in your mouth.
Well,
and
you
can still eat it. It's not going to hurt you, but the mouthfeel of it is just weird.
I think one of the advantages to boiling like a kielbasa or something like that might be that, you know, the thing wants to swell a little bit when it cooks.
Yep.
If it's on the grill and swelling, it's just going to crack, and you're going to have grease going all over, and it might flare up a little bit.
And it dries out. is the other thing. When that, because what we're talking about is that natural casing. If it gets on a fire and it gets brittle, then it'll crack. And what you'll see, I've seen them happen, just little pinholes, and it'll shoot the juice out of that sausage foot in the air.
Yeah, my hummingbirds love that.
Yeah.
The Polish hummingbirds.
Right. They fly backwards.
Yeah. Oh, Tim, did you hear that? So I think, you know, one of the great ways that I used to turn a lot of people on to doing brats was just throw them in the smoker.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to do any of this junk.
Right.
You throw it in the smoker, and here's a good use for your thermopen. Put it in the end of the sausage so you don't have that big squirt coming out, and bring it up to 165 and pull it. Some people will put them in a water bath if you don't want them to shrivel up too much.
Yeah, and after they've smoked.
And you can actually have like a chamfer tray, a camphor tray.
Chafer tray?
Or that.
That one too, yeah.
Was it called a camphor dish?
I don't know.
Yeah. So you heat up water or whatever you're going to soak it in, and you put it in that moisture, and it kind of stays more attractive looking,
right,
and doesn't get all shriveled up, because when you pull them off the smoker, they do look like they're 90.
As they cool
they
down.
Look like they're 90-year-old Arizona
people.
Yeah,
as they cool
people.
Down, they wrinkle up a little bit because they're losing hydration. In the smoker, that's what you want to do, is you want to cook them and cook that out of there.
I don't care about the looks either. I'm all about the taste.
Right.
Grilled sausage, you got to just make sure your temp is good, because grills vary all over the place in temperature.
Right.
And we're talking about a ground pork product generally.
Generally.
Beef and pork mixture, maybe lamb.
Right.
Duck, who knows what's in it. But if you're grilling it, you know, there might be a reason to boil it a little bit.
Yeah. And what I would say is depending on what they're made of, your temperature is important too, because you want to make sure that you get those things done.
That's my point.
You don't want a raw sausage.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it's all about temperature. So, like for Italian sausage, there's a guy over in Detroit that makes the best Italian sausage, Piccarelli's. And it's up on 25 in Van Dyke. It's a big banquet hall, and their sausage is spot on perfect. And if you grill something like that and throw it on top of your pasta, number one, your presentation kills.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous, especially if you line them up and you got a big bowl of spaghetti. It's just so gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Do you leave them linked up, or are you cutting them on the bias?
No,
or
you just put them singles out there.
Oh, okay.
Or whatever. But, right. I mean, the main thing is you've got all your Italian sausage with grill marks.
Yeah.
I think it's something that's enticing
well,
to people.
Well, you know, you've seen me say this, or heard me say this rather before.
I've seen you say it.
That you eat with your eyes first, your nose second, and your mouth third. Because you got to see it and smell it, and then it's appetizing, then you want to taste it, right?
Well, so, if you said, I've seen you say it, that totally throws me off.
Well, you knew where I was going, though, right? Yeah, you knew exactly where I was going. Speaking of which, it's time for us to go to a commercial. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of, to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.